Here today, I don't enough tell learned to which the Nath Burma Chai Ea Yom Earth Parshas Behav Kosai, the Yurt items on Shimon Mechai, and also on the Moor, yesterday with the Yurt site of the Shimon Yehuda.
Okay, yesterday, Shams.
Yeah, yesterday.
After the
tomorrow's Yud Zayin case, Mr. Mill doesn't remember to mention it. The Remender Merivino, Menachem Mendel Berzios.
Tomorrow, that's Lamed. That's tomorrow, lad.
Right.
My youngest grandson tonight, he thinks, after the Mendel Yehuda. Almost a direct descendant.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, the Lamed.
That's why, when that Lamber became Lamed, I don't know for you.
A miss is as good as a mile.
Yes.
Okay.
It
could be it's not a nephew either.
It's a nephew somewhere.
Huh?
It's a great grandnephew somewhere.
Well, it's not a direct line, that's established.
So he'll
take one of these. Right, okay. That's wonderful. We're on a very special day today. It's Lag BaOmer, which is a very special time, very spiritual time. And Giluim of Ruchnias. So there are two aspects in simple terms about Lag BaOmer. One is, as it tells us in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, about the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who passed away, and it says Kof Dalad Yud Beis Aleph Zugis, or Zugim, 12,000 Zugim, which means there are 24,000 Talmidim. Different Yerses elsewhere in the Gemara says other things, but it comes out to 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who passed away at that period of time, and then this stopped on Lag BaOmer.
Wasn't in the same year, I think that's established. It was different years, but in that period,
I think there are lots of different discussions about it. One is that it was all in one year. There is such a view that it was in one year, and it was at that time. And the suggestion of why that happened, you see, the Gemara says Lo Nogu Kovid Zebuzer. They didn't have Kovid one to the other, which is a very mysterious thing. Given that Rabbi Akiva, as Rashi tells us in the Chumash, when it says "Va'ahavta l'recha kamoicha," he says "Ze klal gadol b'Torah." Absolutely, and so one way of understanding it is that they had such intense Ahavas Yisrael that if they had an opinion A and the other person had opinion B, they very much wanted their opinion A should go to the other person, because they're Ahavas Yisrael. I want you to understand opinion A is right. How can you say opinion B? And the other one had exactly the same attitude. What do you mean opinion A? There must be opinion B. And so for their great love of each other, it led to them smothering each other and not letting the other one have his own opinion.
It's still difficult, impossible to understand.
Rabbi Akiva actually used that possibility to stress the negative. Now that might have been an aspect which was, my opinion is first, if the two can't subsist, my opinion comes first.
Okay.
That might be an angle.
I can see an interesting pill.
Yes. You can see a scope for that.
An interesting idea.
It was Hillel who said, "Mad the Sani Loch the Chamor Chamor."
Maybe Rabbi Akiva said to his memra after the whole thing happens.
Oh. All right. Well, it's a.